بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I go any further, there's still room in the first room for the brothers that are in the second room. And as always, I always encourage you to come to the front. Always try your best to get in the front rows because this is where the greatest reward is. Jazakum Allah khairan. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him. We seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger, last prophet to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Almighty Allah advises us in the Quran, and He says to us, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you die doing what your Creator wanted you to do, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayyuhal nasu taqur rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us in the Quran. He says to us, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness, the mindfulness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve, and from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties. Do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wa man yuti' Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan adhima amma ba'd. Ali, come on in. Come on in, son. There's still room in here. Come on in, inshallah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises us and He says, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us with Al-Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up the hearts of our visitors today. We have some non-Muslim visitors today, and they're interested in learning about Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them as He's blessed us with Al-Islam. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be just a reminder for all of us, inshallah. And the reminder is about getting beneficial knowledge. Getting knowledge that's going to benefit you. Getting knowledge that's going to benefit you. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with all the knowledge that we need. The knowledge that we need is in the Quran, and it's in the example set by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how many of us, we take advantage of this knowledge? The Muslim has no excuse. He has no excuse to say, I don't know. I don't know why we do this. I don't know what we should do. At the very least, the Muslim should say, I don't know, but I can find out. And he should go and find out. We have the knowledge available to us. So inshallah, this is going to be the topic for our khutbah today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encourages us to get the knowledge of the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَأْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah will exalt in degrees, Allah will raise in degrees those from among you who believe and those who have been given knowledge. And Allah is all aware. Allah has all the knowledge. Brothers and sisters, we need to take advantage of the knowledge that's available for us. We live in a time today that is unprecedented for the people that came before us. Today we have knowledge at our disposal everywhere we go. We can turn on the TV and learn about Islam. We can turn on our phone and learn about Islam. We can get on the internet and find out about Islam. We can go to the library and find out about Islam. We can go to the bookstore and find books about Islam. There's no reason for us to not have the knowledge, brothers and sisters. So I want to encourage all of us to get the knowledge and then act on the knowledge. Get the knowledge and then act on the knowledge. This beneficial knowledge that I'm talking about is the knowledge that's going to bring us closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beneficial knowledge is that knowledge which brings you closer to earning the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beneficial knowledge that you act on, that you get and you act on, is that knowledge which is going to get you closer to paradise on the last day. This is the beneficial knowledge that all of us should be trying to get. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged us to try to get this knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fid din." Rasulullah said, when Allah wants good for his servant, he gives him an understanding of the religion. When Allah wants good for his servant, he gives him an understanding of the religion. But this understanding of the religion is something we have to go out and get. There's no book that's going to come out of the sky and download into our head. We have to go out and seek the knowledge of Islam, and then we have to act upon it. One of the Muslims that came before us, his name was Al-Khatib Al-Baghdad. Al-Baghdadi, he said, don't have knowledge without action. In other words, don't have knowledge and you don't act upon it. And then he said, and don't act without knowledge. This is how important knowledge is to us, brothers and sisters. How do we know if our salat is correct? How do we know if what we believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is correct? How do we know that we're following the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, without knowledge? This is why we need the knowledge, brothers and sisters, because all of us, when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, we're going to want Allah to accept all of our good deeds. But our good deeds are not going to count unless they were something, number one, that Allah legislated for us to do, or number two, something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to do. Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we need this knowledge about Islam. Because at the end of the day, if we do things that are not based on what the correct understanding of Islam, it's not going to be accepted. How terrible would it be for us to be doing work in this dunya, in this life, and find out that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the last day, these deeds don't count because they weren't right? How many of us would like to work for a week on a job, and then at the end of that week, the boss says, hey, you didn't do what I asked you to do. I'm not going to pay you. How many of us would like that? What about our Yawm al-Qiyamah on the day of standing when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, this is why we need that knowledge that benefits us. The knowledge that's going to get us closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran to ask him for knowledge. Ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for knowledge. If you want knowledge to get you closer to Allah, ask Allah to give you this knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي إِلْمًا. And say, oh Allah, give me knowledge. Give me knowledge, oh Allah. So this is the first step for us. Ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give me knowledge. Because all of the knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the people who have the knowledge of Islam and act upon it, these are the people that are above the other people. These are the people that are above the other people because they have the ability to benefit themselves and the ability to benefit the ummah, the Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, فَقِيهٌ وَاهِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى شَيْطَانِ مِنَ الْأَلْفِ abid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said that the knowledgeable person, the knowledgeable Muslim, he is more formidable, he is harder on the shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. 1,000 people that don't have knowledge. 1,000 people that all they know is they make salat. When you have knowledge, brothers and sisters, you can benefit yourself. When you have knowledge, you can benefit the people. When you have knowledge, you can lead the community. When you have knowledge, you can do what's right, and there will be benefit coming from that. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one knowledgeable person is harder on the shaitan. He's harder on the shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. May Allah make us from the people of knowledge. Brothers and sisters, realize that the knowledge of Islam is vast. It is not something you're going to read one book and you're going to know everything you need to know. No. The knowledge of Islam is going to be a journey, and it's going to be a lifelong journey. All of us, we can learn more than what we already know. If we start learning today, we'll be learning till the day that we die, and we still won't have everything. We still won't know everything. But what's important is to get on that journey. Get on that journey. How many of us, we've been Muslim for years? How many of us, we've been Muslims our whole lives? Some of us. Where is our Islam in relation to how long we've been Muslim? Where is our Islam, our knowledge of Islam, in relation to how long we've been Muslim? SubhanAllah, think about it. You go to school for 4 years, you come out with a bachelor's degree. You do 2 more years, you've got a master's degree. Maybe you do 2 more years, now you've got a doctorate. What do we have to show for all the years that we've been here on this earth, as far as the knowledge of Islam goes? Brothers and sisters, we have to get on that journey. We have to get on that journey. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا الى الجنه. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever sets out on the journey, he sets out on the journey to get the knowledge of the deen, Allah will make him an easy way to Jannah. Allah will facilitate his journey to Jannah. So brothers and sisters, we have to get on the good foot. We have to start trying to get this knowledge of the deen. And like I said, none of us have an excuse. The knowledge is all around us. It's never been easier to get the knowledge of Islam than it is today. It's as close to you as your cell phone. It's as close to you as your TV. It's as close to you as your iPod. You can listen to a lecture. Brothers and sisters, we need to look at the example of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. It said that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, when they came to the Quran, they would learn a little bit at a time. Just a little bit at a time. It said that they would learn 10 ayat from the Quran. And they would not move on beyond those 10 until they had learned everything about those 10 ayat. Until they had implemented those 10 ayat. Until they were acting upon whatever those 10 ayat were talking about. Until they were living the Quran in those 10 ayat. And then they would move on and get some more knowledge of the Quran. How many of us we've memorized surah of the Quran, but we can't tell somebody what the surah means? How many of us we've memorized surahs of the Quran, but we don't act upon it? In the surah that we memorize, Allah says do this, this, and that, and we never do it. Or Allah says do this, this, and that, and we do the opposite of that. How many of us, this is the way we are with the Quran, with the knowledge of the deen? Brothers and sisters, this knowledge of Islam, it's important. Because the person who has the knowledge of Islam, the person who has the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the person who's going to fear Allah the most. That is the person who's going to do his best to be the best Muslim that he can be. The person who has the knowledge of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. It is only those who have the knowledge from among his servants that fear Allah. Only the people of knowledge, these are the ones that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from the people who have the knowledge of Islam. Brothers and sisters, realize that some of us, we do have knowledge, as I said. Some of us, we know some of the Quran. Some of us, we know some of the Hadith. But brothers and sisters, be warned that if we don't act upon this knowledge, it's going to be a proof against us when we stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't learn an ayat from the Quran and then don't act upon it. Don't learn a Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and don't implement it. Because this knowledge is going to count against us. One of the premier teachers of Islam from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his wife Aisha. His wife Aisha radiallahu anha. She was one of the scholars of the Ummah. And the people, they would come and they would learn from the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atta radiallahu anhu, he narrates that there was a young man who used to go to Aisha radiallahu anha and he used to always ask her questions. He used to always go and ask her questions. One day this young man, he came to Aisha radiallahu anha and he said, O mother of the believers, tell me about this, this, and that. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, oh young man, have you acted upon what I taught you before? Have you put that into motion, what I taught you before? Because this young man, he kept coming and coming and asking questions and getting knowledge. So she says, have you put into action what you've learned before? And the young man said, no, oh mother, I haven't. Aisha, she said, young man, this knowledge is going to testify against you if you don't act upon it. Brothers and sisters, let this be a warning for us. Make sure that if you learn something from Islam, you're using that knowledge to improve yourself. Make sure if you learn ayat from the Quran, you're using that knowledge to try to do those things which is going to bring you closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let this knowledge be a testifier against us on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, as I said, We need to realize that it's more important for us to implement what we know, to act upon what we know, than to get more knowledge, than to memorize more. It does us no good to be a hafiz of Quran if we never act upon it. It does us no good to memorize verses from the Quran if we don't act upon it and make that a part of our lives. Brothers and sisters, we should look at how we approach knowledge. How many of us, we learn something from the Quran or we learn something from the Hadith just so we can argue with the people? How many of us, we go online and we go fatwa shopping? We're looking for a fatwa that's going to justify whatever it is that we want to do. And before we find that one fatwa that says that it's okay what we're doing, we go through 10 fatwa that say, no, don't do that. No, this is wrong. And here's the proof. But we keep looking for that one fatwa that's going to justify what we want to do. How many of us, this is the way we approach knowledge of Islam? How many of us, we learn a hadith and we learn an ayah just so we can stand up in front of the people and look like we know something? Brothers and sisters, we should approach this knowledge of Quran differently. As I said, we should be trying to approach this knowledge. We should be trying to get this knowledge with the aim being that we're trying to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the aim being that we're trying to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should look at the people that came before us. One of the major scholars of the Ummah, his name was Imam Malik. All of us, we've heard of Imam Malik. Imam Malik, he was the premier scholar of his time, Imam Malik. Imam Malik, he had this thing that was called a hayba. Hayba means presence. The people, they could look at this man without even knowing him and know that he was a person of knowledge. Because this man, he carried himself with dignity. Imam Malik, radiallahu anhu, or rahmatu alayh, as I said, he was the premier scholar of his time. He was a muhaddith. He was a scholar of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon occasion, Imam Malik, he comes into the masjid and it's after Salatul Asr. After Salatul Asr, and Imam Malik, he comes into the masjid and he sits down. In the Maliki madhab, in the teachings of Imam Malik, it's disliked to pray any salat after Salatul Asr. Between us and Maghrib, Imam Malik said you shouldn't pray because that's a special time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you don't pray during that time. Even tahiyyatul masjid, even the two rakat that you make when you come into the masjid, he said no, you don't do that. So Imam Malik is after Salatul Asr, he comes into the masjid and he sits down. In the gathering there's a young man. And this young man, subhanAllah, he's like many of us today. We get a little bit of knowledge and it's a dangerous thing. This young man, he gets up and he goes to Imam Malik. This is Imam Malik. He goes to Imam Malik and he says, hey, when you walk into the masjid, you're supposed to make 2 rakat. What's wrong with you? Why are you sitting down? There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when you come into the masjid, you pray 2 rakat. This is a young man, and this is how he's talking to Imam Malik. What does Imam Malik do? SubhanAllah, if it was one of us, what would we do? Imam Malik, he didn't say to this man, hey, who are you talking to? Do you know I'm Imam Malik? He didn't say that. Imam Malik, he's the scholar of the hadith. He didn't say, hey, young man, let me tell you about hadith. Let me tell you about the science of hadith. He didn't say that. What did Imam Malik do? Imam Malik, as I said, it was from his madhab. He believed that it was incorrect. It was wrong to pray after Salatul Asr. Imam Malik, he gets up and he prays 2 rakat. He gets up and he prays 2 rakat. And the people, they were astounded. They were like, what's going on here? They couldn't believe it. Imam Malik is telling the people, teaching them, when you come to the masjid, if it's between Asr and Maghrib, you don't pray. And yet this young man comes and gets in his face, and Imam Malik, he prays 2 rakat. So after he finished praying, the people, they come to Imam Malik, they're, Ya Sheikh, what's going on? You told us we don't pray during this time. What are you doing? Imam Malik, subhanAllah, look at the connection that he had with the Quran. Imam Malik, he says, I did not want to be considered like the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ رُكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. Allah says about the people, describing the people that do wrong, he says, and when they are told to bow down, they don't bow down. So Imam Malik said, I didn't want to be considered of those people. I didn't want my own pride to come between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't want it to be said that I was told to bow down for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I didn't do it because of my own izzah, my own pride. So Imam Malik, even though he thought this young man was wrong, and even though the young man was wrong in the way he approached him, Imam Malik, he remembered the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in seeking to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he got up and he prayed 2 rakat.
This is beneficial knowledge, brothers and sisters. When we remember that ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we act upon it, seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is beneficial knowledge. This is knowledge that gets us closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us to get on the journey to seeking knowledge. Let's strive to get the knowledge of Islam so that we can become better Muslims. So that we can start doing those things which are going to get us closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, he asks a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَأْمَلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَأْلَمُونَ لَا يَأْمَلُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُوا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, say, are those who know equal to those who don't know? And it is only the people of understanding that will reflect. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So brothers and sisters, we want to be from the people who know. We want to be from the people of knowledge. We want to be from the people of knowledge so that we get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he gave us some advice. And he said, knowledge is better than wealth. Having knowledge is better than having wealth. Because he said, this knowledge, it guards you. The knowledge, it guards you, while you have to guard your wealth. You have to guard your wealth. You have to make sure your wallet's in your pocket. You have to check your bank account, make sure nobody's taking money from out of there. If you got gold, you got to keep it in a safe place. He said, the knowledge, it helps to guard you. How does it guard you? It keeps you from doing those things which are wrong. It keeps you from doing those things which are going to earn you the displeasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. So he said, this knowledge, it guards you, and this wealth, you have to guard it. And he said, the knowledge, it increases your actions. The knowledge, it increases your actions. This is the way it's supposed to be. If we learn something, we should act upon it. If we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this, we should do that over and over and over again. It should increase our good deeds. And he said, but the wealth, as you use it, it goes down. It diminishes until eventually it's gone. So this was the advice of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu for us to get the beneficial knowledge, the knowledge that's going to benefit us. Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we should get on the journey to seek knowledge. And as we go on this journey, whatever bit of knowledge we get, we should try to implement it in our lives. We should try to act upon this knowledge. But one day this knowledge that we have is going to come to an end unless we pass it on. Unless we pass it on. And again, this is one of the benefits of having knowledge. If you know anything about Al-Islam, if you pass it on to somebody else and they benefit from that, you get the reward of them acting upon that knowledge every time they act upon it. Brothers and sisters, one of these days we're going to be in our graves and all of our actions, they're going to come to a halt. They're going to come to a stop. And at that point, whatever good we did, that's what we're going to take with us into the hereafter. But if you've learned something of knowledge of Islam and you've passed it on to the people and they act upon that knowledge and they benefit from it, every time they implement that knowledge, you'll get a copy of their good deed to your account. So brothers and sisters, my final advice is learn the knowledge of the deen. Act upon the knowledge of the deen and pass it on to the people so that inshallah this knowledge will still keep benefiting you after you've left this world. So I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become the people of knowledge. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to learn the Quran and implement the Quran in our lives. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get the knowledge that's going to benefit us and to leave alone the knowledge that's not going to benefit us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.